Watch, Catholic vote slams Biden's inaction on firebomb churches. By Brecken Eftis on August 17, 2022. Catholic vote is taking out a seven-figure ad campaign against President Joe Biden, calling out his inaction on protecting churches and other pro-life organizations from leftist violence. In the weeks since the leak of the draft opinion in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, the case that would eventually overturn infamous pro-abortion case Roe v. Wade, churches, pregnancy centers, and other pro-life organizations have been subjected to vandalism and violence from pro-abortion leftists. Catholic Vote has tracked the incidents across the country, finding 70 attacks on Catholic churches since the leak of Dobbs, and 207 since May 2020. Likewise, the group has tracked 64 attacks against pregnancy centers and other pro-life organizations since the Supreme Court leak, calling it the summer of rage. The ad, titled "Churches Burning," contrasts Biden, America's second Catholic president, with the nation's first Catholic president, John F. Kennedy. Showing footage of firebomb churches during the Kennedy administration, the ad says when churches were burned, President Kennedy stepped up, condemned it. Watch. "To burn churches I consider both cowardly as well as outrageous," the voice of Kennedy says in the ad. "As soon as we are able to find out who did it, we will arrest them." The ad points out that churches are being burned again because they protect unborn babies and women in need. It goes on to quote our second Catholic president, where Biden encourages American leftists to keep protesting, because keep making your point. According to a press release about the ad, not a single person has been arrested and Biden's DOJ has prosecuted zero individuals responsible for attacks on churches. Americans seeking to exercise their faith, or serve women in need, are bearing the brunt of this violence, it continues. They've been forced to spend thousands of dollars intended to help needy women on heightened security to protect themselves because those in the highest levels of government have failed to prioritize prosecution of these crimes or enforce the law. Catholic Vote President Brian Birch said of the church violence that ordinary Americans are living in fear, knowing the Biden administration has refused to prioritize or prosecute those targeting churches or pro-life resource centers. "This shameful pattern of injustice and failure to protect those who advocate for mothers and innocent unborn children exposes the utter corruption at the highest levels of government," he continued, saying, including Biden's Department of Justice, which was quick to investigate concerned parents at school boarding meetings but has not prosecuted a single person responsible for vandalizing or firebombing churches and health centers that serve women in need. Biden has come under scrutiny among Catholics for his radical pro-abortion positions, among other things. As Breitbart News reported, U.S. Bishops' Conference has waived denying Biden Holy Communion altogether, and Biden has been denied the sacrament in certain churches as well. The U.S. Bishops' Conference recently censured Biden for his executive order facilitating abortion. "Continued promotion of abortion takes lives and irreparably harms vulnerable pregnant mothers, their families, and society," Baltimore Archbishop William Lurie, chairman of the Bishop's Committee on Pro-Life Activities, said. "It is the wrong direction to take at a moment when we should be working to support women and to build up a culture of life." Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at BreckenFtis.